N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week's show, 14 hours to save the Earth.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a young man called Betty.
And Charlotte talks to David Millen from Delamere Estate Agents about property and independent shops.
We thought that 07, sort of June 07, was the peak of the market, but actually those bigger houses have transcended those prices and are even more now than they would have been there. The flats have struggled a little bit since the market's changed a bit, mainly down to borrowing.
You're listening to the N10 Show with me, LJ. Before we hear from Nathan Evans, director of a new cabaret show, 14 Hours to Save the Earth, a few bits of news. We welcome another new member to the N10 Show team, Steve McIntosh. He'll be covering events in the area. His first piece will be next week on a local band from Hornsey called One-Eyed Wayne. We'll introduce Steve properly next week, but I thought I'd just let you know what's coming up. And another change to the show is that Charlotte will be moving her slot into her salon. So instead of seeing her out and about on Thursday, she'll now be firmly rooted inside and people will visit her instead. You'll be able to hear her first interview from her chair on next week's show. And just lastly, and totally unrelated, is a new website just launched that I thought you'd like to know about, northlondondogs.com. It's for all you dog lovers listening. It's a great site with lots of discussion and tips and advice and picks. And even one of our local vets, Richard Harper from Ark Vets, is online ready to answer any of your questions about your pooch. So please have a look and join in. And so, to our first story for this week, a cabaret created by writer and producer Nathan Evans. The show, 14 Hours to Save the Earth, is showing in Enfield at the Dugdale Centre on the 20th of September and then at the Arts Depot on October the 20th. I got Nathan to tell us a bit about his background before explaining what his new show is all about.
I've done a lot of different things. I mean, I was part of the Royal Court Young Writers Group initially when I first came to London. I've made some documentary for Channel 4 on Quentin Crisp. I had some of the last footage of him before he died. I have run a weekly show at the Vauxhall Tavern. I've done a touring show with the Tiger Lilies, the band. So I've done a whole range of different things.
So let's take us up to now, and you are directing a new play that's touring. Tell us about it.
It's not strictly speaking a play. It's a mixture of cabaret, theatre and film. Some of it is scripted and some of it isn't. So it actually consists of a series of 14-minute solo performances by usually three or four performers, and there's a core cast, and it revolves slightly from venue to venue. So the idea is that each of the performers has 14 minutes in which to tell us how they would save the Earth.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a young man called Betty.
They all have different focuses. So Timberlina's focus is solving ecological issues. Fancy Chan focuses more on the world's political side of things.
We're all going to die, ladies and gentlemen. And in a way, I'm quite happy about the world exploding. We're all going to fight back, aren't we? I'll leave it with you.
And David Hoyle focuses more on the spiritual side of things. I mean, their solutions are kind of part of the pieces, really, but that's the thematic focus of them.
I may waste 14 minutes just looking at myself in the mirror.
I should also say that it's a lot of fun, the show as well. It's serious, but it's entertaining as well.
So you said that there's a mixture of music and video. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so in between each of the performances, there is a short, what I'm calling a cinematic entr'acte. All of the performers draw on their own experiences, and I made the pieces in collaboration with them and then wrote some of it based on what we'd come up with and then directed it from that. So, I mean, for instance, Fancy Chance has an amazing life story, and that comes into her piece. Fancy Chance is the reigning alternative Miss World at the moment, and she was born in Korea in the 70s. She was found in a box, basically, no name or anything, and then was adopted, luckily, by an American couple and then grew up in the States. That sort of global story comes into her 14-minute piece as well, and it is also very funny because she's a brilliant comedian. And then there's my 14-minute performance, which features a score that I've written. Story, which has a kind of a pre-recorded score, and also illustrations, which I've made to go with it. It sort of refers to the original Flash Gordon comic strips, which anyone who knows their 80s movies will know that the title is nicked from that line in the Queen song. We have been invited to do the show at the Dugdale Centre, which is quite a new venue, I think, in Enfield. So we're there next Saturday, which is the 22nd of September. We're at the Arts Depot in Finchley after that, which is on the 20th of October, which is again a Saturday.
So if the world is going to end again, my advice to you, ladies and gentlemen, is your brains out. Thank you. Good night.
That was Nathan Evans, and all the info about where and when to get tickets is on n10show.com.
Travelwise on 40 Screen Road has just launched their new website.
My name is Kim Hart, and I am the director of Travelwise on 40 Screen Road, Muswell Hill.
I have been the director for 5 years, and I've worked here for 19 years.
We offer a worldwide service. We specialise very much in tailor-made holidays. We tend to put together things that people can't do on the internet. A lot of people come in and they say, I've been driving myself nuts on the internet trying to find something. And you say, well, why didn't you just come in here? Plus, we kind of know exactly what it is that you're after. So, for example, we have anything from a group of 40 people wanting to take over an entire Indian Ocean island with private yachts, etc., all the way down to family holidays at Club Med and also city breaks, like anything at all. I think it's really important to have a website presence these days because you've got to kind of keep ahead of the game, you've got to kind of be a fixture out there on the internet. So people need to be able to have a look at your website to give an idea or an impression as to what your company is all about. And I think that our new website very much puts that across.
If you'd like a website like travelwiseuk.com, contact Muswell Hill Media for a quote on 020 8815 9965 or email info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk.
And now to the last outing of Charlotte's Link. This week she talks to partner at Delamere estate agents David Millen.
As far as the values of properties, you must have seen a big sort of up and down.
I should have bought so many 10, 12 years ago, which they always seem expensive at the time, though, don't they? And that's the problem. But yes, I remember thinking of, say, an Essex Lodge flat, which is just sort of opposite here, a bit further down. They would have been about 100,000 for a one-bed flat. They're now going for about 230. So, you know, so there has been a big change. I think probably the upper end even more so, the school catchments, the very good schools that people want to get their kids into, Fortismere, Coldfall, Tetherdown as a primary school, that's really kept the prices very high on the bigger houses there. We thought that 07, sort of June 07, was the peak of the market, but actually those bigger houses have transcended those prices and are even more now than they they would have been there. The flats have struggled a little bit since the market's changed a bit, mainly down to borrowing. The first-time buyers were able at one point to get sort of 95% mortgages. Now they're sort of getting 75% mortgages, so the deposits they need have got so much more. So that's kept those prices still, as you can tell, you know, they've over doubled, but they have they've pegged a little bit, I think, until the borrowing frees up.
Now, do you feel that the being an independent on the high street is a disadvantage, or do you think it's an advantage?
I think that it's double-edged. I think the bigger firms are obviously able, they have big marketing budgets, they're all over the place, they can do the national advertising. I do think that Muswell Hill, a lot of the clientele do also like an independent, and the fact that we can do things locally within the community, sponsoring schools and stuff like that. So I think we have a terrific amount of loyalty. There are landlords that have been with us since the business started, but it's getting it out there and just getting the exposure that I think is sometimes more difficult. But yeah, it's definitely got more competitive. There's no question about it. You probably noticed that.
Well, I think because I've only been open 4.5 years, I haven't got the experience that you've got. Mm. And I think when you're an independent, what you have to find is your USP, yeah. Your unique selling point. Mm. And I love the fact that you're an independent business. That's very important. I'm near you and I love that.
Things feed off each other as well. I mean, I think having sort of Carly Joe's across the road from us, I think it's been a good thing for us, hasn't it? Yeah. Not because it's a chain, but because it is a successful place and it's brought people to this parade, as has Waitrose. You know, I think it's nice that, you know, the two of us are now along there and people will walk, you know, maybe park up and walk there and see us there. So I think it, you know, it's sort of symbiotic relationship in a way. We kind of need them as well.
Even though people moan about the chains, the fact is that the chains can do lots of research to see whether it's worth them opening a business there. I mean, lots of research. Mm. And possibly something that when you're a small independent that you haven't got that ability to do that. So the fact that they think it's worth us being here means it's worth us being here.
That was David Millen and Charlotte Murray. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Nathan and David. All the details from this week's interviews are online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.